You're listening to Real World News, Human Rights.
On Wednesday, former Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar and former Colombian President Álvaro Uribe received the international prize La Puerta del Recuerdo, granted by the International Observatory of Victims of Terrorism of the San Pablo CEU University Foundation for their dedicated fight against terrorism and commitment to the victims, according to the organizers. But the ceremony was not a pleasant experience for the former leaders, since tens of activists were waiting for them with signs showing bloodied hands and photos of disappeared people in Colombia, while chanting "Uribe and Aznar, you should be held responsible," or "Aznar and Uribe, you faces are the terrorists," according to Spanish newspaper Nueva Tribuna. The demonstrators demanded that Uribe and Aznar be taken before the International Court of Justice in The Hague for their crimes against humanity. "We can't let a criminal who has violated human rights to receive an award," said Tom Kuhartz, member of Ecologistas en Acción, with reference to Uribe, according to Nueva Tribuna. Kuhartz also said that the Spanish government shouldn't be an accomplice of the former Colombian president. Also this week, human rights organizations in Colombia sued Uribe before a court in Madrid for spying members of non-governmental organizations in Spain through his intelligence agency, DIS. The legal complaint includes former director of the agency, Jorge Noguera, who led the DIS from 2002 to 2006, and former officer Germán Villalba Chávez. According to the plaintiffs, Uribe's administration considered civil society organizations as targets in a political war. Also in June 2010, several Colombian and European organizations urged the European Parliament to investigate similar espionage acts against activists by the DIS in Europe.
You're listening to Real World News,